know, Easter is a time to remember that there's a Savior that did everything for us. And the reason why we do this when we're here together is not just to have a Sunday message and just to come to church for one day and just to, you know, do our Easter thing that we always do with the family. The reason why we believe that we are here is because we know that there was a Savior, someone that died for us. And someone that they gave us a just expression of what the future could be when we find a passion and a relationship with Him. So I want to welcome you. You know, my name is Fernando. I'm originally from Mexico, and I have the pleasure and the honor of leading the church and moving forward together with my wife. And we just cannot believe the amazing potential that this region has, the whole city of Tilburg, the whole area of Northampton. And you know, we can go together in Easter, and we can walk again and just say like, oh, you know, the cross is there, and take it for granted. And we just see the expression of the cross, and we think like, oh, yeah, that was a nice thing to do. But the reality is that there was a lot of bloodshed. It was not a pretty picture. It was not fancy. It was not luxurious. And the reason why this dead was there is so that we can live something that is better. And the whole message that we've talked about is come alive. And I wonder how many of us are distracted right now in this season. We're distracted by success. We're distracted by how much money we can get. We're distracted by how much, success can I get at work? How many things, how many lives can I be, changing? How far am I going to go on my holidays? Or how much, you know, my kids are going to go to school? Which school are they going to go to? But the truth is that someone came to die for us and to give us hope and future. And the life that we were meant to have, it was not a life of stress. It was not a life of just fighting for ourselves and just saying, oh, you know what? Something good is going to happen and I'm going to make it happen. The life that it was called, that we were called to do, is to live through someone so we can live a life that is even better than what we can imagine. So I wonder how many of us in this room today, are we walking through life and we're going through stress? Or are we walking through life wondering how the day is going to be tomorrow and what the day is going to bring? Maybe some of you are going through a relationship that is stressful or broken. Or maybe some of you just come from a broken relationship. But I love the part of the Bible where it says in John 10:9. It says, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The purpose of the gospel is to tell us the great news, that there's a better life than what we believe we have. And we have made it sometimes. Sometimes the church, especially in this region, we made it about rules and regulations, about what you have to do or what you don't have to do. But the truth is that Jesus came to say, there's only one thing you have to do. It's just take me into your heart. Believe in me. Trust in what I have for you. And through that, I will transform your life. And we can go through life saying like, oh, you know, I want to make my life better. I want to make my life stronger. And I want to be more successful. But the truth is, there's no way you can find success until you find yourself that you're not capable of doing it. There's a reason why we're going through a season where there's so much depression and burnout and stress. The reason is because we've been trying so hard. We've been trying so hard for ourselves to make a difference and to change what we do. But the only message that he says here, I am the gate. Jesus is the gate. And he's not a set of regulations. He's not a set of rules. He's not a set of do's and don'ts. It's actually a set of freedom. It's a sense of hope and a sense of deliverance. So today, I want to share something that also says here. In 2 Corinthians 5:14, it says, other ways, Christ's love controlled us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who dies and risen for them. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently do we know him now? You know, many of us that are here in this building, we don't believe in Jesus just because it's an act of faith. It requires an act of faith to believe. But the truth is, we believe in Jesus because there is historical evidence that he existed. And the coolest thing is that there's historical evidence that he raised up from the dead. There's really, through when you analyze it, there is an evidence. People that saw what happened, people that were scholars at that time, they saw it and they wrote down, I've seen it with my own eyes, how he was raised from the dead. That's what they wrote, and they persevere in that. So my question today is, are you trusting your life on your own? How is that going for you? Are you trusting a life that is just going to make you, you know, happy for some time? Are you trusting in your luxury goods? Are you trusting in your last holiday? Are you trusting in your performance cars or performance things or your perfect family? Or are you trusting in someone like we saw in the video that gives hope? How far do we have to take it by our own instead of saying, I surrender. I surrender my life to the one that gave that his life on the cross so that we can, through his life, through his example, through his faith, and through his blood, I can get saved and transformed. So my friend, today is an invitation. We're not under control of our possessions and our things. We have to come alive. Come alive is a sense of, you know, I'm alive not because of what I have, not because of what I can get. It's because what he has done through his death and the cross and what he has left behind. And the Bible is very clear. Everything has put in the past, everything in your past, what you've been told when you were a kid, what you were told when you were in the middle. If you went through a divorce, you know, you probably had a bad stage at that time, but that does not determine your future. Your future is determined by the blood of Jesus Christ that died on that cross so that we can live a bigger life. And this is what we do here. It's not a religious experience. This is a relationship experience. And I can just invite you. I can just encourage you. If you have that relationship, I can just tell you, there's many examples like we saw in the video of people that have found hope when there was no hope. People when they have found a relationship that has been restored when there was no way to be restored. Because again, my friends, the invitation is that we get together and we learn what he did for us on the cross. And that's the reason what we as church, we set up things like the Alpha Course, which I would invite you to go. If you have questions, if you would like to know a bit more about what we're talking about. And, you know, it's not a commitment that you need to make now. But if you have questions, or if you just would like to say, hey, how is it possible that these people can live a life and be happy? And no matter if there's bad circumstances, how is it possible? How can I do that? We run for a few weeks and a course that is called Alpha. And I would encourage you, if you have questions, if you're wondering how can you change your life and transform into this, we would like to invite you at the end of the service. There's a booth there where you can sign up. But you know what? It's okay to have questions. It's good to have questions. Because the truth is, every one of us was created with a sense of purpose in life. And we were going to be wondering, how can I get there? What else can I do? How can I transcend in my life? But I can tell you, the only thing that the Bible is very clear about is that he is the only way. Through his blood, he is the only way. So I want to make an invitation. Because he came and died for us. He resurrected 3 days later. So we are celebrating today, not his death only, but his resurrection. Because it was through his death that his blood was cleansed everything from our past. But it was through his resurrection that the new life and new hope comes into our lives.
So it's believing in Jesus. It's not just a religious experience. It's actually knowing that we're going to have a better life because of what he is for us. And we're going to do a generational mindset with my generations. I'm going to break what has happened in the past. And I'm going to break and I'm going to create a new future for me and for my family and for everyone that is around me. So I want to make an invitation. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is just about relationship. So if you're here today, and maybe you've been here for the first time and you think, oh, you know, I just come to church on Easter because it's just the Easter service. I want to make an invitation today to make a decision. Don't make it about an Easter service. Don't make it about something you have to do. But make it about a pure, simple relationship in your heart that is going to build your life. So if you have questions, if you would like to know more about it, we would love to host you. And there's no commitment because we want you to find your journey. Everyone has a different journey. And I love the video that we watched where people had no hope, but then someone find their own journey and found hope and found friendships and found relationships. And God wants the same for every single one of us. So today, while we're here, I want to make an invitation for everyone. If you are here and you're wondering how your life is going to be, there is someone that gave his life for you to live a better life. There's someone that loves you so much that it didn't matter what you have done in the past. He didn't care. He doesn't care because he cares about your future, not about your past, not about what happened. He cares about your future and what you can do with your life with what you have been given. So I want to invite you, if you want to make that decision today, to go at the end of the service and just talk to us in the back to say, I want to make a decision. We would love to give you a present. We would love to say, hey, you know what? There's something better for you. So we want to thank you because there's a set of volunteers today that they have that conviction in their life. But I want to make an invitation. Don't make this Easter just about the bunny and the Easter eggs. They're nice and they're awesome. Thank God for chocolate. I'm from Mexico. If you don't know, chocolate's from Mexico. So if there was no Mexico, your dad would be miserable. Yeah, that's the Easter message today. Now, but listen, understand the story of Jesus. What he did for us, we cannot repay it. So let's believe in Jesus' name. Today is a day of revelation. Today is a day of salvation. Your life in the past was not what it was. It probably wasn't the best you wanted, or it probably you just didn't decide the best things in your life. But from now on, let's make a decision for a great future, for an amazing life, for a life of transformation and revelation of what he is, and living for others, not for myself. As the Bible says here, we do not live for ourselves anymore. We live for the sake of others so that we can share the love and the passion for God and for people. So I just want to pray for you together. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, this day for everything you've done on the cross. We thank you because you died for us. You shed blood. It was not pretty. It was a horrible life. But you were willing to give it so that we can have an amazing life in the future. And we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that today you will give us a revelation of who you are by your Holy Spirit, what you have done. We thank you for your resurrection, for the power of who you are. And we pray in Jesus' name that we will transform our lives and you will give us new dreams and new hope, that you will restore relationships, that you will restore lives, that even people that were feeling depressed, even at the point where they said there's no hope, that you will bring hope today in Jesus' name, God. We pray for every single one of these people that are here in this room. And we thank you, God, like never before. We thank you because it's through you, only through you, that we can live a fulfilled life. So we thank you in Jesus' name for everything you're going to do with us. Amen.